This winter, keep your home warm and help lower your energy bills with Warmflow, the home heating experts. With an eco-friendly range of high-efficiency oil boilers and Zeno R290 air and ground source heat pumps, Warmflow provides home heating solutions designed to save you money while keeping you cozy, whatever the weather. Trusted for over 50 years, Warmflow delivers heating that works smarter, not harder. For all your home heating needs, visit warmflow.co.uk.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is the weekend episode of Opinions Matter. It drops most Saturdays at about lunchtime, and it is very, very, very different to every other episode we upload during the week. So let me tell you, if you've never heard our Saturday episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut episode. And what we do on this is very, very random. So during the week when we are live on our Facebook page for the first 10 or 15 minutes, while the audience is building on Facebook, myself and Jeremy and sometimes Katie sit in studio here and talk the most random rubbish. And it is that random rubbish from all of the days this week that you're going to hear in this episode. You will hear, amongst other things, why Jeremy was nicknamed by all of us in work as Triple Dixon. We hear about the fella who used to sniff, this is a true story, who used to sniff the seats on the bus on his way to school. Why did he do that? And then there's this bit.
She had a left tit, a right tit, and a middle tit. How do you not know that? Adrian, it's not real life, it was a movie.
I haven't laughed so much in such a long time. You can hear that and what that was all about on this episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut edition. Are you ready? Let's start last Monday.
Did you ever get sick in the back of a taxi?
Did I ever get sick in the back of a taxi?
Just no, thank God. Repeat the questions I ask you.
No, I never got sick in the back of a taxi.
You would be a...
What? What are you saying? Spit it out.
You would be a candidate for that.
For what?
Out of the two of us, ladies and gentlemen.
I would argue, au contraire, you would be.
Okay, we'll come back to that in a second.
You can't handle your drink.
Sorry?
You're much more likely to get sick in the
back.
You
want answers.
You know, you can't handle your drink. You're a savage when it comes
you
to
drink. You want answers.
Yeah, you're one of those drinkers I hate.
Oh, well, Jesus. Okay, come on.
Yeah,
well, I wasn't expecting this. I just asked a simple question.
As soon as there's a free drink, you know you had your nickname. Do you know what your nickname was back
what?
In the day, yeah? Back in the day when we used to go to parties and stuff, yeah?
Parties and stuff. Who are we, Ant and Deck?
Your nickname was Triple Dixon.
Hey, well, let's go down the party down in the... Is that a Georgian accent?
What sort of an accent that was?
Hey, old lad, let's go down the party down
your in... nickname back in the day was Triple Dixon. Because if there was a free bar...
It was.
You would be straight up to the bar. Triple Bacardi, please, even though you don't drink.
No, I did. I drank triples back in the day, yes.
Yeah, but then you got so scuttered drunk, yeah, that you'd be the one to get sick in the back of the taxi. That's my point.
I think out of the two of us, yeah?
Firstly, I've never gotten sick in the back of a taxi.
Ladies and gentlemen who are listening to this as we record it live, out of the two of us, be honest now. Your honest thoughts.
Honest thoughts, yeah.
Well, it's not a thought, really. It's opinion. Out of the two of us, if you were a taxi driver, yeah?
This is a weird question. What sort of a question is this?
If you were a taxi driver, yeah?
Yeah.
Who would you feel safer with in the back of the back of the car? Would it be Adrian or me? Who's more likely to get sick?
I'm telling you, it's you. Triple Dixon. That's what we used to all call you. All of us. Ah, here he is. There's a free bar. Here's Triple Dixon.
Why didn't you? No, it's Triple D.
Yeah, Triple Dixon.
Triple D. But yeah. I never knew what that meant.
Yeah.
But...
Straight to the bar. Customer A, yeah. Staff member A, I'll have a glass of wine, please. Staff member B, a pint for me. Staff member C, triple Bacardi and Coke, please.
Okay, guys, he is right. I'm not a big drinker. I don't drink... I get drunk once a year.
That's my point.
And that's at my Christmas party. That's my point.
You're much more likely to get sick in the back of a taxi.
It's the only time I ever get drunk is once a year. And at the last... Oh, God.
Yeah, sorry. Nobody wants you in the back of their taxi.
Paulie, you know our friend Paulie?
Paulie, yeah.
AK. He says AK. Yeah. That's you. Yeah. Like more likely to get sick.
No, more likely not to get sick.
No, more likely to get sick.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, the reason I'm saying that is I came across, do you ever go into your deleted items on your phone?
Sorry, the question was, who would you prefer in the back of your taxi? And he said, AK. Sorry, JD.
I'll change the question.
No.
So the reason I'm saying that is, have you ever gone through your phone, the deleted photographs folder in your phone?
I have, yeah. But they only stay there for 30 days.
Oh my God, yeah.
Why, what did you find?
So I needed to free up some memory on my phone, ladies
what
and gentlemen.
What sort of a phone have you got that you need to free up memory? What sort of a phone is that?
128K.
128K?
Or MB.
Yeah, no.
G.
No,
I don't know.
Who has 128 phones in this day and age?
I do. Anyway, guys, I was trying to free up...
128.
The other day I was trying to free up memory on my phone.
Yeah.
And I went into my deleted photographs folder. You know, you go into gallery and you go into...
I know how to get into deleted items.
You go into the bin. You know, you go into the bin thing, yeah? And you see the recycle bin, yeah? And it's nearly full again. Anyway, I came across a video that I recorded last Christmas, as in Christmas just gone, from the back of a taxi that I got home.
And?
That video can never see the light of day.
Why? What was going on in it?
I was very, very drunk and I nearly got sick in the back of his taxi.
And you asked that question.
Because I was thinking that you might say, oh yeah, it'd be me.
No,
so
absolutely
after,
not.
After my, I know Christmas parties are long in the past, but after my Christmas party, I had a lot to drink. And I was drinking tequila.
You see, that's my point. You're an absolute savage.
Go on,
when
do
you
it.
You're an absolute savage when it comes to drinking. Ah, give me more. Triple.
Buy us a... That's, you know what I said at the bar?
What?
Buy us a little tequila, will
you?
Buy us the price of a cup of a tequila.
Yeah.
Buy us a tequila.
Where people like me who drink all through the year, yeah? I don't need to go and get locked. Come on, it's get locked time. It's so immature, actually.
Okay,
it's
so pathetic. Anyway, like getting back to my last Christmas party.
You got locked.
I was drinking tequila, and I don't drink tequila. And
that's my point, though. You're an immature drinker. Because if you don't normally drink tequila, why would you drink it?
Your liver's as black as O.J. Simpson.
Oh, my liver is
as
perfectly
black
good.
As O.J. Simpson.
Jeez, you can't say that out loud.
No, O.J. Simpson was very black.
He wasn't.
Yes,
he's more brown.
No, he wasn't.
I'd say he's more brown than black.
But he's dead now.
I know, yeah.
Okay. Well, your liver is as black as a blackjack.
As black as a blackjack?
You remember those sweets you used to have as kids?
I hate them. Those licorice sweets.
Oh, really?
Aniseed or whatever it was.
You prefer fruit salads?
Yeah, they're nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, your liver is quite black. Anyway, I found the video, guys, on the that I had obviously deleted.
Did you show me it?
Oh, I can't. Honestly, it's horrific.
So was it you in the back of the taxi going...
So I, after my Christmas party, my most recent party, yeah?
Yeah.
Sharon is saying, why wouldn't you pay 99 cent for more memory? How do you buy memory for your phone?
Well, cloud storage, for example.
What's cloud storage?
Hello?
I have no idea what...
Hello? How are you? It's 2014 on the phone for you.
Why would a year ring me?
It's 2014.
Oh, 2014. Okay.
Who will explain about cloud storage?
That's neither here nor there. The video, anyway, I obviously deleted on the night. So after my Christmas party, I thought it'd be a good idea to go out to have a bit of Charlie.
Yeah, no, most people do on the way home. Well, most people do at some stage in the night, yeah. Yeah. Was it Charlie 1 or Charlie 2?
Charlie 1.
Oh, yeah, very good, yeah.
So
yeah,
I decided after my Christmas party, I need some Charlie.
Yeah.
And you've been, we've both been there.
That's a great shop, though.
It's
a great
shop.
It's great. The food is fantastic. I love Charlie's. It's great.
It's not a shop, yeah. Myself and Adrian would be quite prone to a bit of Charlie after a night out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, some people do it before the night out.
No, why would you do it before the night out?
Or do it during the night out.
No, you'd be stinking all night. And yeah, you'd have indigestion.
Yeah, no, I suppose so, yeah.
So I succumbed to Charlie after the Christmas party.
Yeah.
On Georgia Street.
Yeah, that's the best
one. And I went for a Kung Pao chicken.
Okay, so you ate your Kung Pao chicken, then you hopped in the taxi and you nearly puked up all over the taxi.
And I was so drunk I couldn't get the seatbelt into the seatbelt holder.
Oh, I can't.
And
you are the reason I would not become a taxi driver. You.
Oh, I'd say the way this podcast is going, you'd be driving taxis in about 2 weeks.
I'd probably earn more money than I am out of this. This is a disaster.
Oh, you'll be on the rank. Yeah. You'll be on the rank.
I was told that years ago.
You and your man, what's his name?
Do you remember that photograph? Do you
what's
remember?
His name? TikTok taxi driver, everybody.
Who?
Neil.
TikTok Neil.
TikTok Neil. You
Do
and
remember
Neil.
Remember your man put up the photograph of me driving a taxi.
Yeah, very accurate.
Prick.
Very well. You couldn't drive a taxi anyway. That's neither here nor there.
Why?
You've convictions.
I don't don't have any convictions.
You drive in abnormality.
I have a spotless driver's license.
Your driver's license is about as spotless as my underwear at the moment.
Really?
It's quite soiled. Oh. Anyway, lads, I sat in the back of the taxi. Never get into a taxi with leather seats. I was literally sliding back and forth.
You are the definition of the reason but people have given up the taxi business.
But anyway, lads, for some strange reason, and call it the tequila, yeah, tequila. For some strange reason, I thought it'd be funny to video myself in the back of the car. So I'm holding the phone up like that. And your man, the taxi driver, Arab man, very nice man, from what I can tell from the
video.
And he was playing Arab music.
Lovely, yeah.
Do some Arab music.
Well, I don't know what Arab music is, per se. That's Mamba number 5.
But it sounds like this. And I'm in the back of the taxi. I go, "You're having fun! You're having fun!" And he's going around the corner, so I'm sliding from the left of the seat. And I said, "Pull over, I'm about to Huey." No, he didn't understand what the word Huey meant.
Most people probably wouldn't.
Why? I say Huey. What do you say?
I want to vomit.
You told me ring.
Yeah.
And he says, "Oh, your name Huey. So anyway, the journey from this, I don't know how I managed to hold the vomit down. So, found the video last week.
Yeah.
It's a 7-minute long video. It's like about 100 megs. Like, huge. And it should be shown to children in school. Do not drink.
Is it permanently deleted, though?
How much would it cost to release that video? That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, you are the reason that people have packed in the taxi business.
I blame Charlie's.
Well, Charlie and tequila, they don't go together. That's a potent mix, that is.
Kung Pao chicken. Beautiful.
No.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
There's certain people that are not huggy people, and there are certain people that are huggy people.
Yeah.
And there are Katie, and this is not meant as a disparaging remark.
But it's about to be, go on, yeah.
But Katie is, I know Katie, Jesus.
A long time.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
What age?
15 years.
15? Really, 15 years?
Yeah.
I know Katie 15 years, and I've never hugged her. I've never given her a hug. Have you ever hugged her?
Yeah, once.
Really?
Yeah, once.
I'd
love
to hear that story. That's for another podcast.
Just for another day, yeah.
Yeah. We can't talk about it at the moment.
No, we can't.
But she's just not a... And I think you all know...
Yeah, but what is a huggable person?
I know. I you know the way some people...
Are you a huggable person?
Oh, yeah. See, I grew up in a family of huggers.
Oh, yeah.
We're a big hugger family. Yeah?
Yeah.
Always have. We've always hugged each other. And my family is a big... As in, my family now. I have a new family.
What? Another one?
What? A new family.
Do your first set of kids know about this?
No, the new family is in the family you move away from your own family and you've another family.
Many families have you got?
Oh, Jesus, I sound like your man. Who's the footballer fella that had the secret family?
Like, yeah, he sounds like him.
How did he do that, by the way?
I don't know.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
You know the footballer lads, I can't remember his name, but he literally had a second family living in a town next where he was living. How does that work? Like, how would that work on Christmas Day? What's his name?
Jaloyd Samuel.
No, your man.
This dude, Jaloyd Samuel,
yeah,
led a double life with a second wife in Iran.
Where did she run to?
Hang on, footballers with other wives.
Oh, he played for Manchester City.
Oh, that dude. Oh, him.
Well, in fact, by all accounts, he was playing offside.
He played in every city.
He's literally playing. He did a lot of dribbling around the box, didn't he? Kyle Walker, there he is.
Yeah, yeah. Some of his fans knew, or some of his teammates knew. Yeah. But how could somebody profile like that of secret families?
But how does that work on Christmas Day? Like, as I know...
One in the morning, family two in the afternoon.
I know Christmas Day, if I turned around to my missus, so we're all opening the presents around the tree. Yeah, and the
right, I'm off.
And I just say, I have to go somewhere for 2 to 3 hours and I will be back.
But I can't tell you where that is.
And then my wife would say to me, "Well, will I keep the bit of turkey hot for you?" "No, I'll be fully fed. I will come back." "But where are you eating?" I cannot say, but I'll be back. I'll be back at about 6 o'clock and I won't be hungry, okay? I won't be hungry. That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I don't know how.
Anyway, enough to talk about second families. I'm saying my new family, as in with my wife and my kids.
The way you say my new family implies that you've an older family.
Yeah, as in my parents, like, and stuff like that. So the house I grew up in, the family home was a huggable home.
So everybody hugged everybody.
Oh, we always hugged. And because of that, I am a huggable person. Okay. I love hugs.
Yeah.
And a bit of rubbing up against when you're hugging as well is always nice. It's a bit of extra.
It's a bit pervy.
That's a bit of extra. It's a bit of extra. An extra rub with a hug is lovely. No?
From your mother?
No, Jesus Christ.
But what are you talking about?
But when you're hugging people, it's nice to... just rub up against. Oh, God, that sounds wrong.
That really sounds wrong.
Can we edit that bit out of the podcast?
I mean, there's laws against that.
Can we edit that bit out of the podcast?
It's too late now. It's still in there.
That sounds very creepy. That sounds like a mate I used to go to school called Sniffy. It's a true story. Oh, God, if he's listening to this podcast.
Jesus, okay. You can't take this out either. Oh, what was Sniffy's deal?
Oh, I can't. I just can't.
What did he do?
Because people, I hung around with this fella, but when I found out about his urges.
Oh, Jesus, what was his urges?
I don't know if I can say this, because he's very well known.
Definitely say it, yeah. No, go on, spit it out.
His name isn't actually Sniffy, okay, that was his nickname. Oh, no, it's dark. Like, it's dark.
Come on.
It's very dark.
I like dark. What did this dude do?
So, Sniffy, this wasn't his name up until the point that he was called Sniffy. He just went by his normal name, which I cannot say.
Okay. Can't say his name.
Begins with T.
T, Terry, yeah.
Terry? Who's called Terry? No. And Sniffy, when he was in secondary school, when he was in secondary school, he used to get the bus to school. And can I say the name? I mean, in for a penny, in for a pound.
Say the name of the bus?
Yeah.
The 17, maybe.
It was the 17. Yeah. How do you know what bus I used to get?
You used to get the 17.
I used to get the 17. And Sniffy used to get the same bus as me to school. And we used to sit together until one day I spotted that he had a bit of an issue. And Sniffy, T, as we call him, used to, when people got up out of their seats to get off the bus, he would sniff their seats.
Ah, stop it!
Yeah. Well, where do you think he got the name Sniffy from? Where do you think the name actually came?
To what end?
So I had never noticed it before. And one day we were sitting, because we always used to sit at the back of the bus, yeah? Because remember the old buses? You'd hear the rumble at the back of the bus. Remember they used to have the engine at the back?
Yeah.
You don't get that anymore.
Well, you do. The engine's still at the back of the bus.
No, but it doesn't shake like it used to. Remember? Remember like that, so on the back of the bus.
Yeah.
So we'd be sitting on the 17, and one day, we were sitting at the back of the bus, and there was this wasn't even a woman, by the way, there was a gentleman sitting to the right of Sniffy, and Sniffy was there. And the gentleman got up to get off the bus, the number 17, which used to go from Blackrock to Dolphin's Barn, which is a long journey, isn't it?
Maybe.
It's a very weird journey, isn't it?
But go on anyway, this guy used to smell...
to go from Blackrock to Dolphin's Barn?
I want to know, what weirdo sniff seats?
Sniffy, T. So, your man got up off the seat to get off the bus, and I'm sitting there, and Sniffy is sitting there, and we're talking about homework or whatever. Ecker, as he used to call him. Ecker?
Yeah.
Did you do your Ecker last night, Sniffy? Didn't call him Sniffy then at that stage. And I turned around to talk to Sniffy, and Sniffy had his head on your man's seat. Do you remember the seats were green on the bus? I don't know what color they are now, because I actually drive a car like normal people. I don't travel by buses. And he had his nose on the seat, and he was going... And I was fucking traumatised.
But what was this in aid of?
It was a thing he had. It was he's probably locked up now.
I would hope that's the sort of thing he was doing on the 17.
And I said to him, what are you doing? And he got embarrassed. So we obviously forgot that he wasn't on his own. And I let it go. I thought it was just a once-off, that it was just a thing. And it happened the next day and the next day after, to the point that I had to stop hanging around with him. Because I thought, this fucker's going to end up on the sex offenders register. And that was his thing. So he liked sniffing seats that people sat in.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Isn't it?
Really weird, yeah.
How did we end up talking about that?
I don't know. You've dragged the conversation down a route. I wasn't expecting.
No, you asked me.
And you were talking about cats the other day. You were teasing me.
Oh, they sniff. They sniff.
Well, obviously they sniff. What were you saying about cats?
Sorry, we were saying about hugging anyway. To wrap up the conversation about hugging, yes?
Yeah.
Certain people... are huggers, yeah?
Yeah.
And Erica Katie is not a hugger. You just wouldn't hug her. Sure you wouldn't?
No, probably not, no.
She doesn't invite you in.
No.
She doesn't.
No.
And you can normally tell when you look at her, so is there okay?
No, everything's good, yeah.
What's wrong, though?
Nothing's wrong.
You look worried.
I'm not worried.
Okay. She doesn't invite you in. Sure she doesn't.
No.
Like our friend Dino.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't hug
you
Dino.
Couldn't, we have a friend called Dino. She's female, by the way. And you couldn't hug Dino.
No, she's not a huggy person, no.
Even if she was crying and...
You'd probably stand back a bit.
Do you remember when she announced she was pregnant to us? Remember she says, I'm going to have a baby, and I went over to hug her. And it was the weirdest fucking thing ever. She's like, get away from me. Get away from me.
Anyway, cats.
Yes, we were talking about on one of the podcasts last week about children identifying as cats and stuff like that in school. And we realised that it's all bullshit. And then we ended up talking about, myself and Adrian have something in common. We both like a woman dressed up as a cat.
Now, this
is a grown woman.
No, there was one example.
This is a grown woman. You can't be a woman in a cat suit.
Yeah, okay. No, but no. If you were talking about one particular woman.
The agreement. Like, I'm Googling images. Look, let me... Now, tell me a woman in a cat suit isn't nice.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Are we on the same page?
Yeah, but what about it?
And myself and Adrian were remembering that movie from the 90s called Catwoman, where, what's her name?
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. Now, the movie was absolutely shite. If any of you have ever seen this movie, we used to own it on VHS tape. We actually got the VHS tape from Extravision, and the tape was actually worn down because I used to pause it so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On the good bits.
Yeah.
You know, we used to pause it.
Well, what's the point you're making?
So me and my mates were so obsessed with this movie and Halle Berry. I mean, look. We're Googling the image and Halle Berry dressed up as a cat.
Now, it's a fair while ago, I have to tell you.
She doesn't look like that anymore, does she?
I don't know if the cat suit would suit her as much.
Jeez, well, you don't look the same as you did back
thank God.
Back in 1999. Oh, she looks beautiful in it, doesn't she?
Yeah.
As Catwoman. And me and my mates... So what year was this? 1999?
Something like that, yeah.
So I was only a teenager, so don't hold it against me. So in our local Extravision, do you remember when a new movie came out, they would have a big cardboard cutout of the movie?
Yes.
We went into Extravision one night and robbed the cardboard cutout of Halle Berry and brought it home.
You did not.
We actually did. So when the movie came out on new release, yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, when you walked into Extravision, the cardboard cutout, it was a life-size cardboard cutout, yeah? And it was of Halle Berry... With the legs like that and the arms like that, like Catwoman.
Yeah, and you robbed it.
I mean, my mates, we're 15 years of age. Our hormones were racing like you wouldn't believe. And we dared...
What year was this? 1999?
Let me see, Catwoman, what year was it released? Let me see.
Let's
just do the math here. It could be way off. 2004. Oh,
and you were 15 in 2004? Okay, that's a stretch.
That's not going to work. Can we edit that bit out as well?
No, we can.
There's a lot of editing for
this
podcast.
There's no editing on this episode.
Oh, my God. Anyway, whatever.
So at 31, you went in and robbed Halle Berry catsuit.
So literally, we were daring each other to go into Extravision. So it was just, you know, when you used to go into Extravision, just at the door, they'd have all the cardboard cutouts of all the movies. So they'd have, like, whatever, Toy Story would be there or whatever the case would be. And this was a 6-foot cutout of Halle Berry dressed as Catwoman. Now, lads. So I was too chicken to do it. So I sent one of my mates into the Extravision. I'll tell you what Extravision it was.
Rathmines, 2004. You've made a balls of this story. Because even the most optimistic people who believe you when you say you're only a young fella.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
Are not going to accept that you were 15 in 2004.
It's silly. No, but the story's true. Just the age is wrong, okay? I wasn't 15.
So two 35-year-old L fellas walked into Extravision and robbed Halle Berry.
As Martin says, you'd want to keep the UV light away from the cardboard cutouts. Martin, if you're trying to suggest I masturbate it over a cardboard...
Stop. There's no need for that word.
What, masturbate?
Yes, disgusting.
What's that word?
That's disgusting.
What? Okay, Martin, if you think that I wanked over a cardboard cutout of Halle Berry, you really must hold me in very low esteem if you think I was that low. But anyway...
But you did rob the cardboard cutout.
Yeah, just to have.
Where is it now?
Can't say. Been sent off for forensics.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
So the reason we're a bit late coming into this part of the podcast is because, and I texted you to say this, so you know it's not made up, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Is that I had to go to the chemist on the way to the studio.
You did? Why did you have to go to the chemist, Jeremy?
That's an interesting question that I'm not prepared to answer at the moment. But here's my...
Why is it very private?
So I have a little...
I went to the chemist yesterday, and I'll be honest with you. Okay. I went to the chemist yesterday because when I left here, I just...
I know, you don't need to say it. You don't need to say it.
I know, I do need to say it.
Majavo, or whatever it's called.
What you
called?
What?
Majavo?
Majavo?
The jabs that everybody's getting. What do you call it? Majaro?
Majaro?
Monjaro?
Oh, the fat jabs.
The fat
no,
jabs.
No, 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 no.
Are you not on the fat jabs?
No, no, no.
You should be. A former colleague of yours who used to be very meaty.
Meaty?
Yeah, meaty.
He was fat.
Is now. Have you seen him lately?
Which one? There's loads of them.
The prick. That one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't even. No more letters required.
Former colleague of myself and Aidan's there. A wanker. An absolute wanker.
Absolute wanker, yeah. Still is to this day.
Oh, completely. But he used to be a fat wanker, and now he's a skinny wanker. And now he hasn't publicly said. What is the shame in admitting that if your weight loss. Like, we have another friend, Rob, who's a great friend of ours.
Yeah.
And Rob used to be a big unit.
Yeah, he's a big lad, yeah.
He was a big lad.
Not so much anymore.
Not so much. And he got I don't think he got the jabs. He got the other thing. But they put an elastic band around your dick or something. What did they do?
That's hard. How is that going to make you lose weight?
I don't know what they do.
So you're telling me.
I'm not telling you anything. Don't mind.
Strap an elastic band around your Mickey and you'll lose weight. I don't think that's how
it
works.
Have you tried it?
No.
Well, then how do you know? When you get home.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. No, you're talking about gastric band surgery.
Yes, our friend Rob, he was a big unit. He was a very big unit.
Yeah, he was.
Everybody's saying it. He's a big unit.
Relax, sir. Leave Rob alone, will you?
No, but now he's a small unit.
He's certainly a smaller unit, yeah.
And Rob could have said when he lost all the weight. And Rob, good afternoon. Thanks for listening to
me. How are you, Rob? I'm sure Rob's a regular listener. A regular contributor, actually, from time to time.
Enough about that. But he could have lied and told people, geez, I've been out running miles every day and I've been killing it in the gym and I've been doing step aerobics and bouncing aerobics and BLTs, bum legs and ties.
I thought that was a sandwich. I thought BLT was a sandwich.
No, bum legs and ties.
Bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Do you ever walk by a gym and you see all the women?
I've never walked past a gym.
Well, you've never walked fucking into one, that's for sure. You have walked by them.
You're a prick. Absolute prick.
You walked by them and you looked in and you said,
fuck off, you're a prick.
What are those people doing?
No, go away from me. Stop bullying me.
A BLT exercise. Have you ever
bacon, lettuce, tomato?
No, you know when you walk by a gym.
No, I've never walked past a gym.
You look in the window.
I've never looked in the window.
And you see all the women on the little, you know, the little trampolines.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, women on trampolines.
The small little trampolines. It's a beautiful sight.
It's a sight to behold.
Sorry?
It is. I saw that.
It was the size of our hole.
Now, I did nearly get arrested because I was just standing at the window looking in the window of the gym without actually going in.
Anyway. Sorry.
That story may or may not be true.
How did we end up talking about this?
I have no idea.
What were we talking about? Gyms. What were we saying about gyms? Sorry, our friend Rob, who lost all the weight, so he went from a big unit to no unit.
Yeah. Small unit, yeah.
You could have said to people, I'm after been killing it on the BLT in the gym and doing the step thing and all that, and I've been squatting 180, dude, because that's what they speak in the gym. What do you squat, dude? What's your snatch?
What's that mean?
What's your snatch?
I don't have a snatch. I'm male.
What? No, a man can have a snatch.
I don't think so.
Oh, Enoch wouldn't believe this, but how are you, Enoch, if you're listening? A man
can. I don't think he's listening.
I have a really good snatch. No, but I do.
That really is your own business.
Does anybody know what a snatch is?
Would I have a snatch?
I don't think a snatch wouldn't be for you.
Would Katie have a snatch?
Not a hope Katie would have a snatch.
Oh, really?
No. Oh. Anyway, my snatch is quite decent. But our friend Rob, who lost all the weight, came out and publicly said, you know what? I got a band around me, Mickey. That's how I lost the weight. Whereas some people that we know that have lost weight because of the jabs.
Yeah, they don't admit it.
They're going on saying, oh, yeah, oh, God, I'm sweating in the gym, dude, 7 days a week. And like one person on social media, right? Oh, I'm in the gym 12 days a week. It's not even fucking 12 days a week. How could you be doing that? So just admit if you lost the weight that way. So anyway, I went into the chemist. And how's your snatch?
But do you have a snatch?
Yeah,
I don't have a snatch.
There's a video on my phone of me in a snatch, basically.
Right, I don't have a snatch, is that right?
I don't, I'm not around you all the time.
And does Katie have a snatch?
Does our Katie have a snatch? Not a hope, there's not a hope she would have a snatch.
I have to give a shout out to our Katie, by the way.
Oh, here we go.
She's had life-saving surgery. Well, no, it's not life-saving surgery, Katie. I'm not reading that out.
Did she get the gastric band as well?
No. Is that what she's doing in the hospital?
That'd be a big band.
What?
That'd be like the Beatles. That band would be so big.
Stop it. Stop. No.
How are you, George and Ringo? How are you?
Katie's in hospital at the moment, but it's a short visit. She'll be home later.
Yeah.
She had a bit of surgery this morning.
Yeah.
They need to fix her snatch.
Is it the same surgery that Caitlyn Jenner got?
What? Fixing her snatch? Anyway, Katie, I'm delighted that you're feeling a bit better. She had her surgery this morning and she's up bouncing around already.
Later, bit too much information. Later on, I will post a video on her Facebook page of my snatch. And I showed the video of my snatch to my wife and she was like, that's an impressive snatch.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's where you grab a bar, lift it up and go like that. So you grab the bar up.
Yeah.
You lift the bar up. Why am I talking about exercise to you for literally? Why am I talking about exercise to you?
So the snatch is that bit, is it?
No, the snatch is, so you're standing up and you pick up the bar.
Yeah.
You bend over and pick up the bar. Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
And then you twist the arms up and lift it up like that.
Which bit is the snatch?
The whole thing is the snatch.
Oh, so, ooh, ooh. Oh, I have a good snatch. Ooh, ooh. Yeah, look, watch. Hang on, you ready?
So that's the first bit is you lift it up to your stomach.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That's what we need to do a new podcast. We should sideline this and do a workout podcast.
Brilliant.
You know, like your man Joe Wicks.
We just won't use any photographs of me with my belly.
Oh, Jesus, no, no.
Okay, so hang on.
That's a snatch.
Jeez, I've got a snatch.
So anyway, I was in the chemist there about 10 minutes before we start recording this podcast. And I have a big issue with the lack of privacy in a chemist. So you know where a local chemist across the road?
I do.
I don't know. Is it a Haven?
No, which one?
Cover that way. Up the road, turn right, past Dave's Gaff. No, Dave's Gaff is there.
Dave's Gaff?
Our Dave, yeah, Dave. Our mate Dave.
He doesn't have a gaff up there.
Yes, he does.
Where?
The other Dave.
Which Dave?
Ah, the former Dave.
The former Dave? Oh, is that where he
That's
lives?
That's where Dave lives.
Oh, right, okay.
Anyway, I went into the chemist. I have a complaint.
No, he's such a posh fucker.
He's very posh. I have a complaint.
By the way, we have a studio in one of the poshest parts of Dublin, in Port Marnock.
Yeah, but we're renting.
Oh, yeah.
We're on HAP. We're literally on HAP here. I told him I was a single father.
Housing assistance for podcasts.
Yeah, we're literally getting HAP payments.
Continue, go on.
Anyway, I went into the chemist. I have a complaint. At the moment, on a part of my body that is it's a delicate complaint.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
And I went into the chemist to ask for cream for this particular complaint.
Okay, cream, yeah.
But when I went up to the desk, there's no privacy. There was like people all queuing there, and I didn't want to tell them what my complaint was. Why don't they have little rooms where you can go in and say, and your woman shouts across the counter at me, yeah?
Jeremy, here's your blue tablets.
No, how would she know my name is Jeremy? I've never been to this chemist before. That's ridiculous.
Mister!
No. Oh. No. She says, she called me, can I help you, sir? Yeah? She says, can I help you, sir? And I said, yeah. And I went to walk up to her to try and talk to her without people hearing, yeah? And tried to do it discreetly. But she wouldn't come any closer. So in front of six people in that chemist, now know what my complaint is.
What was your complaint?
I'm not going to say, but if
the other six people who are complete strangers know about it, why can't I?
Yeah, but this podcast gets about 100 listens a day, and I don't want 100 people.
No, it was only 40 yesterday.
Oh, I should have told them yesterday then, shouldn't I? Yeah. No, it doesn't matter what my complaint is. It's an itch.
An itch, no less?
Yeah.
Where?
In a delicate place.
A delicate place. An itch on your bottom, is it?
No, it's not my bottom.
Your willy.
It's actually a grandfather, which you are, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Using the word willy.
Yeah.
No, but it's a delicate thing where I have the itch. But why can't they just pull you into a room and ask you what your complaint is?
Well, I'd love to. If you could tell me what the complaint is, then I'd be able to judge.
Well, I got the cream for it. Hydrocortisone.
And where do you apply this cream?
Oh, liberally, it says on the packet.
Liberally where?
By the way, liberally.
Lots of it.
And I am a liberal, as you know.
Lots of it.
In the infected part. And the itch will go in 4 to 5 days. And if it doesn't go, please seek medical advice.
Oh, interesting. I saw something today, by the way, that...
But imagine a poor woman going in with... Let's say you're Katie, yeah?
Yeah.
Going in with thrush.
That's not what she's in hospital for. I hope not. Is it Katie?
No, but imagine there Katie going in with thrush.
There's nothing embarrassing about thrush. What's embarrassing about thrush?
Oh, so your friend Jay wants to talk about this. He's finding this very hilarious. Anyway, my complaint will be over in 4 to 5 days, I'd say.
Your complaint will... Right, okay.
Yeah.
Hang on, well...
Sorry, go on.
Here we go.
Hey, Adrian. I always knew he was a bit of a cunt.
Because it's a snatch. Here, by the way, Fatso, it's a workout exercise in the gym. Try going to the gym yourself.
You're not really allowed to slag off listeners like that. It's not really appropriate.
Oh, God, there's loads of women texting in there to say they have thrush.
What?
Yeah.
There's nothing embarrassing about thrush. It's one of those things.
Is it?
Comes and goes. You get a bit of an itch. It's gone. Then
is that where you get a smelly fanny?
What?
Is that
you get a smelly Mickey as well.
Can men get thrush?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want people thinking I have that. I better tell.
Oh, that's obviously what you have.
I better tell them what it is. Then.
Yeah, well, you better.
I can't.
Jeremy has thrush.
No, I don't have thrush.
His Mickey's all itchy. Now we know.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we can move on from that now. And we'll edit that bit out where you said
there's
Jeremy.
There's no editing.
Where Jeremy has an itchy Mickey.
So Jeremy was in the pharmacy in Port Marnock about an hour ago on his way to the podcast.
And it wasn't looking,
and somebody said, Jeremy, I have the cream here for your itchy Mickey.
And for people,
and all the other six people in the pharmacy heard the same thing.
And for people saying it was to get Viagra, I have problems in many departments, can I just say. Yeah, many departments.
I can see.
But my lad, yeah. My lad, little Jeremy down there, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Your lad, Luke.
No, my...
He's
my,
your lad.
No, my lad, as in my appendage.
I don't think you should be using that expression to describe your penis.
That's what men say.
My lad. Your lad is your young fella.
No, get the lad out. People say, okay, my penis, Jeremy's penis, yeah? Is like the guard...
Sorry, just on that. Your lad could be listening to this. Very embarrassing to hear his old fella talking about his penis.
She just said he have thrush. How worse could it get? Anyway, my penis, ladies and gentlemen, I know you don't need to know this, but it's like the guard that stands outside Buckingham Palace. Always up. Never down.
The fella with the furry hat.
Yeah, you know.
He has that furry hat on because of the thrush. That's what it's there for.
That's it. The next time you see a palace guard, you think of my penis.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have confirmed that Jeremy has thrush, and that's why he was in the pharmacy, and six people in the pharmacy know about it. That is?
Oh, it's terrible the way these rumours now spread. Look at the messages coming in.
Oh,
why did you... By the way, this will be all edited out of the podcast.
This will
never be heard again.
No, it
never,
won't.
Never
be. I think Jeremy's suffering from itchy pee-pee.
No, it's nothing to do with my penis.
Jeremy, I'm sorry about your itchy pee-pee. I can see you're sitting uncomfortably.
No, I just have an itch in a very delicate area.
Yeah, that is it.
No, it's not.
Okay, so where's the delicate area if it's not your pee-pee?
It's a delicate... I have lots of delicate areas.
Well, where else?
No, I can't say.
Your armpits.
Some of your armpits. I tell you, if it was an itchy armpit.
Your belly button.
Oh, just press stop. I can't do this anymore. You've ruined my reputation. Palace guard. That's all you need to know. On guard.
Jeremy has thrush.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Are you ready?
Go.
I was born ready.
What?
Actually, I was born ready. I don't know if there's anybody else listening to this who has the same anomaly?
Yeah, go on.
As I have. So I have three nipples. That's my first thing.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've known you 127 years and I never knew that.
Yeah, I have three nipples.
Really?
Why do you keep saying really? Yes, the answer isn't going to change because you keep saying really.
That doesn't sit easy with me, actually.
Do that noise again. Why, what's the issue?
Yes, it's not sitting well with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you never know that about me?
No.
Well, I've just shared it with the five people that listen to this podcast.
In all the years I've known you, I never knew.
By the way, lads, I know I joke about this. It's called self-deprecating humour, where you put yourself down. The podcast actually doesn't have just five listeners. We literally have...
Seven.
How many did we have last year? 3.2 million or something like that?
Yeah, a lot. A lot of millions.
It was a lot of millions.
Yeah, it was a lot of people.
Very popular podcast. Podcast is huge.
It is huge. Absolutely. Everybody's huge. Saying it. Go on, say it. Go on.
No, I'm not saying it. Anyway, yes, I have three nipples. What's the issue with that?
That just gives me the creeps.
What?
It gives me the creeps.
Would you be turned off a man with...
If you told me you had two penises, I'd be more comfortable with that.
Oh, two flutes.
Yeah. Who's that?
No, honestly, you can't say.
Oh no, hang on.
You know, we had a nickname for someone, and he was called Blanky
Two Flutes. Yeah, yeah. Who was that?
I honestly can't say. I was only talking to him earlier.
Oh, really?
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, is that who it was?
Yeah. I see him. Him. Look,
who? Oh, it was him, was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Yeah,
Two Flutes.
Two Flutes. That's what we used to call him.
The nicknames we had on people, they were there back in the 90s when you could give nicknames to people. Like if someone had glass, you could call them Four Eyes. You can't do that anymore.
No, it's so PC now.
So PC. Woke agenda. Anyway, let me ask the ladies. This was a completely unplanned.
So I've discovered after all these years.
Well, I have two anomalies. My first anomaly is that I have three nipples.
Right.
And my second anomaly is that I was born on my due date. That's how I said, when you said, are you ready? I said, I was born ready. I literally came out on the day I was supposed to.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so unusual.
Not a lot of people do that. Not a lot of people do that.
Why are you born in London?
Not a lot of people do that.
So you were born on your due date. That's extraordinary because it doesn't happen. Very rare.
Really?
Well, you Google there. What percentage of babies are born?
Amanda, but you haven't got, I didn't go to college to Google things.
What? It'll take 10 seconds.
No, I haven't got time.
Hang on.
So you're answering calls. Okay.
Babies are born on their due date. Look, it's the first question actually that comes up.
Yeah.
And it is only between 4 and 5%.
Well, I'm in that. Is there anybody else in that 4 or 5% that were born on their due date? So my due date was...
The 14th of June.
How do you know my birthday?
I just do for some reason. I don't know.
Have you got it up on the wall planner? Hang on a second. All right.
It's a Sunday this year. Yeah.
You're a prick, by the way.
I'll be away on holidays.
Adrian booked his holidays to coincide with my birthday. Now, my wife always brings me away from my birthday.
Yeah, for sure.
For now, dirty weekend.
That's dirty weekends at your age.
Very dirty weekend.
Give us a go, yeah. Dirty weekend.
No, I was in quad biking in the mud.
Oh, right. That's brilliant.
We got quad biking.
Very good. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, where were we? Three nipples.
My three nipples.
Yeah.
Now, ladies, I want to ask you.
Where's the third one? Because it's giving me the ick now, I'll be honest with you. Where's the third one?
Doesn't matter where it is.
But it does matter. But like, is it in the middle or is it beside one of the other ones?
So my third nipple is, for those of you who have three nipples.
I don't know anybody with three nipples.
Oh, your woman.
Who?
Your woman in the movie. Remember?
With your Arnold woman in the movie.
Your woman, the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Why have you got three breasts? I don't know what to do with three breasts.
Don't remember.
The movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. What was it called? The science fiction movie. And she went up and she says, do you want a good time? And she pulled out her tits and there was three tits. And he goes, that is not normal. You have too many tits. What's the movie called? You think I couldn't make that up. Have we not talked about that before?
Were you in that movie with your three nipples?
No, she didn't have...
Where's the other nipple?
She didn't have three nipples. She had three tits. She had a left tit, a right tit, and a middle tit. How do you not know that? Adrian, it's not real life. It was a movie. How can I motorboat three breasts? What was that movie?
I don't
was it Predator? Get to the chopper. Jeez, your laugh is horrible. Do you have emphysema, by the way? Sounds like emphysema. Are you okay? You're right there.
I will have my...
What are you laughing about? The woman with the three tits or the man with the three nipples?
They're both.
Okay. The woman with the three tits.
Yeah.
Is, by the way, a man of my age shouldn't be saying tits.
You shouldn't be.
Really,
yeah.
It's ridiculous. Diddies.
Oh, God. Stop.
What's your preferred word for a woman's boobs, by the way?
Breasts.
I know. You don't say that, do you?
I know. Boobs, actually.
Do you say boobs?
Yeah, that'd be my word.
Mine
yeah.
is baps.
That's so immature.
No, it's not. Because every day, you know the deli around the corner from where I work.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I go and ask the woman behind the deli, have you got any baps?
And she goes, yes, I do.
No, because she's foreign, so she doesn't get the...
But then what's the point in doing saying it?
Because it's a little joke that I play with myself. Like
you play with yourself in the spa shop?
I go and she says, hello, Mr. Jeremy. Hello, Mr.
How
Jeremy.
How does she know your name?
Because I'm a regular. She goes, hello, Mr. Jeremy. She's hungry. What do you want today? And I says, Kira, because Kira's her name.
Kira?
Yeah.
She's a foreigner and her name is Kira.
No, do you know what happens when foreigners get jobs in delis?
No.
They just take out the old badge of the person that used to work there and give it to them. Like, you go to McDonald's now and there's a Chinese fella and his name is Paddy. Like, how does that happen? They literally just give them name badges. There you go, you're Kira. Anyway, I go into Kira every day for my role and I say the same thing to her every day. Have you any crusty baps, Kira? And then she goes in the background and says, oh, they're still cooking in the oven, Mr. Jeremy. 10 minutes.
And you think it's hilarious you got crusty baps.
I think. Anyway, baps is my favourite word for breasts. Giz a go your baps.
Sorry, have you ever said that to anybody?
Oh, yes.
Giz a go your baps.
Successfully.
What?
Successfully.
What does having a go of them mean?
I just would have a play with them or...
Have a play with
or
them.
A brrr, brrr.
Oh, you're such a sap.
We didn't even plan this conversation. So, anyway, my third nipple. Have you never seen me topless?
No, thank fuck.
Ah, you must have. You know what? All the... No. Have you never seen me topless?
No.
Honestly?
No, not that I can recall.
Okay, so my third nipple is now... So when people have three nipples, the third nipple is never as big as the other two. It's just an afterthought nipple, kind of.
Okay.
So the reason men have nipples, do you know why?
No.
Because when you're formed, the zygote
is
female. So we were all female at one stage.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
That's fine. I get all that. Yeah.
You didn't 2 minutes.
Where's the third one come into play?
So then, obviously, somewhere when you're being made in the womb, an extra nipple comes on. So my extra nipple is, what side is my heart?
You've no heart.
It's a pointless conversation. It's underneath my heart.
It's underneath your heart.
Is it there? Would it be there? Oh, there it is. I can make you feel it. Do you want to feel my
nipple? No, I don't. That's what that makes my little that gives me the ick.
Why?
Really? That's giving me the shivers now. No, that's disgusting.
Have you got chills?
Yeah, I have chills. That's
vile. Are they multiplying?
Vile.
Anyway, that is. I think most people do have
three nipples.
Now, Louise wants to know: is it a skin tag, Jared? No, Louise. Thank you for bringing that up because I did have a skin tag. Have you ever had a skin tag?
Yeah,
I had a skin tag.
A few on my neck, and I got them.
Oh,
removed.
You did. They were disgusting.
Yeah, they were disgusting.
Remember, one of them had its own like eyes and ears.
Yeah, that's what it did. Yeah,
you literally had a face growing out.
No, but I did. I had some on my neck, and I got them removed a few years ago.
I had a skin tag on my armpit, which was actually found by my wife a couple of years ago. She was playing with my armpit one day, and
playing with your armpit. Oh,
I like my armpits being massaged.
You're just giving me the ick all day today.
Anyway, I went to the doctor. And
guess what he told me? Guess what he told me? He said,
"What song is that?
Nothing compares."
I hate that song.
Do you?
Rest in peace, Sinead, and all that. I know it wasn't your song, but Jesus, that song. Oh my God.
I went to the doctor and guess what he told me?
It's been 7 years and that's how long I feel when I listen to that song. What's it, 7 years and 14 days or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, it's horrible. Anyway, I thought that it was a skin tag as well, Louise. And when I went to the doctor to have my... By the way, you can get skin tags removed in the doctors, the GP. They literally just get a spray.
That's what they did.
And literally your skin tag comes off and it's fine. And I went and I said, is this a skin tag? And he said, no, it's a... You need to look up the medical word for a third nipple. There's a medical word for it.
There's a medical word?
Oh, yeah, it's not called, because he said, I think it's a... And I had to Google it.
Oh.
Oh, my God, here, stop that. Before you come to that, our friend Paulie, you know Paulie?
Yeah. How are you, Paulie? He never comes on this bloody show.
He never does.
You're always great at messaging Paulie, and you'd never pick up the phone and say hello.
Paulie, by the way, won an Opinions Matter mug.
Yes, he did, yeah.
Because he listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
Paulie was born on his date of birth as well.
On his due date?
His date of birth.
So you have a supernumerary nipple.
That's what it is. No, superfluous.
No, supernumerary.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
No, it has no use or anything like that, and it doesn't come in handy for anything like that.
You can't breastfeed with it?
No, but you're one with the three tits in the Schwarzenegger movie. Baby sucking on each one. What is that movie?
I've no idea. I think I'd remember with three breasts. Is that what you're
good? With three breasts.
We have to look after the search history on that computer.
A three-breasted woman. Total Recall. Do you not remember that? There she is, look.
And what did she...
Oh, look.
Jesus. Oh, it actually looks disgusting.
Yeah, it does. It does. But had women always been born with three breasts, that would look normal to us.
Yeah, but it doesn't. That's weird. That gives me the ick in you and your three nipples.
I'm going home to watch that movie later on tonight.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.